Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 16th of April, and as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor. And if you're listening to this report, this free podcast, and you're not yet a member of Marcus Today, we'd love to have you on board as part of the community. We have a fantastic newsletter. You can sign up for a free two-week trial at marcustoday.com.au. Plenty there to get your teeth into: education, model portfolios, strategy, macros, small caps, you name it, we cover it. So love to have you as part of the community. All right, well, let's go to the score on the door today. And it was a pretty horrible day, I have to say. The fat and happy at Easter, and then it gets trickier from there. Forecast that I have been talking about for some time is coming to pass, and no more so than today, where we dropped, wait for it, 140 points, or 1.81%. 7,612.5. 7,600 was my kind of bottom of the range. If it went through 7,700, sliced and diced, then it would hit 7,600, and it did. We had a low today of 7,586. We had a high of 7,746. So a big, big trading range, but very much on the nose today. What upset the market? Well, it was a variety of things, I guess. Apart from the US lead-in, which wasn't great, we did see SPY futures pointing to a down day, but not anywhere near as bad as this. We did get some Chinese data as well out this morning, which was a little mixed. GDP better than expected, but some of the other numbers a little worse than expected. But also, I suspect we did see more nerves regarding what Israel's intentions are towards Iran, given that they have been meeting, the war cabinet has been meeting by Netanyahu for the last 2 days. So certainly it was a flight to cash as opposed to anything else, a flight to safety. And safety does not mean equity market shares, especially those shares that have been performing well. And it was the banks that really copped it today, with CBA down 2.1%, ANZ down 2.2, Westpac down 2.3, and the big bank basket falling below 200 bucks. It topped out, as it did in March 2015, above $210. The big bank basket is the mere addition of the four bank share prices. Nothing sophisticated, nothing complicated. You just add up the share price of CBA, NABs, ANZ and Westpac, and that gives you a basket number. And now fell 2.1% today, with Macquarie down 1.2%, ASX down 1.6%. We saw the insurers, despite the fact that we saw bond yields marching higher today, 4.32 for the 10-year bond yield at the moment. So not good news there. But we did see the insurers falling, as I say. As far as defensives go, there weren't any today. Even the gold sector, where we saw record gold prices, again, gold sector under some pressure, although not quite as much pressure as we saw yesterday, and certainly not quite as much pressure as we saw in other sectors. We did have Evolution down 1.5%, NEM, Newmont down 1% there. Lithium stocks came under a smidge of pressure as well, the likes of Liontown. Well, they weren't in the jungle tonight. They are down 6.4% today. Nickel Industries, which had a big rise on the back of the LME kerfuffle with the Russian sanctions, 3.4% down. Pilbara down 1.3%, kind of escaped to some extent. But IGO down 5.7%, and South32, not doing too well at all, down 4.7%. We saw the REITs under pressure, as you would expect, with interest rates higher. Goodman Group down 2%. Industrials, pretty much nasty as well. The likes of Aristocrat down 2.8%, Telstra down 0.8%. Tech stocks eased, although WiseTech did get a broker upgrade, so they kind of escaped to some extent, down 0.4%. But the Alltech index was down nonetheless. That was down 1.6%, with Xero falling 1.6% as well. Retailers also in a little bit of trouble today. We had the likes of JB Hi-Fi down 2.9%, Webjet down 3.5%, and Domino's. Well, the investor day didn't go very well. The big push into Japan. Good luck with that, boys. Haven't they heard the Japanese are not big fans of pizza? So they were down at 3.11%. Dow futures at the moment, I know it's all disaster across the market today, 1.8% down. But Dow futures are showing a 98-point loss. Fair value is minus 10, so that's only really an 89-point loss. NASDAQ futures are down as well, around 40 points. But again, nothing as dramatic as we have seen in Asia. And in Asian terms, we have seen the market sell off there. We have got Japan coming back from lunch, down nearly 2%. Hang Seng down nearly 2%. And China down 0.3%. In corporate news today, well, we did see DCG, which is Decmil. They got a bid from McMahon Holdings. That bid was at 30 cents. Stock closed at 28 cents. So there's an easy 7% upside there if you just got on the bid at 28 cents. And we also saw MAQ, which is Macquarie Technology. I think I'm right in saying this is the first ever capital raise they've done, raising $100 million for a strategic land acquisition. The stock suspended. $72.50 is the price they are doing that deal at. Zip also in the news today. They had the third quarter numbers out, something we had been waiting for. Unfortunately, Zip were also, the ambush was waiting for them, down at nearly 11% on the back of those numbers. All right, looking at the winners for Grinners today, let's run through them. We had top of the pops, the Spartan Resources had a good day today. New high-grade discovery at the Pepper project. That was certainly salted and did well. Up 8.7%, 8 million shares traded there. WA1 Resources, 3.3% higher, 330,000 shares traded. CU6, the CU Jimmies, they had a good day today. That's Clarity Pharma, up 2.3%, not huge volume. In fact, there wasn't huge volume in any of the ones that were up today, and there weren't many that were up, but there were a lot that were down. When they were down, they were down. Star Entertainment, 14.4% down, 103 million shares there. SGR Resolute, 12.2% down, 31 million shares. Vulcan Energy, falling 11.4%. They did have a two-day rise of around 25% on the back of the pilot plant in Germany, but now falling back to earth, 11.4%. I did do an On the Couch podcast today with Francis Vadim from Vulcan Energy. I'll release that tomorrow. So if you're interested in that one, the progress they're making in the Upper Rhine with their geothermal and lithium brine extraction plant, tune in for that one, as they say. Zip, 10.9% down. Bannerman, uranium stocks generally eased, 9.3% down. Deep Yellow, well, it was Deep Red, down 8.3%. And Lotus, down 7.7%. Positive sectors, absolutely none today. Negative sectors, just everything. The big bank basket down to $199.47, down 2.1%. The All-Tech Index down 1.6%. Gold, $3,714. Aussie rather an ounce. It would be nice if it was US. The gold stocks probably wouldn't have gone down in that respect. But the Aussie gold price, actually, latest update there, 3,703. So even gold coming under a little bit of pressure. Bitcoin coming under pressure as well, $63,033. The Aussie dollar at the moment, not doing so well. I think we're at lows that we haven't seen since last year, 64.14 there. We have done, of course, we have done the Asian markets and US futures, which are down. A lot of data coming across the wires from the UK with weekly earnings, unemployment, etc. But European markets expecting to open around 2% lower. In terms of major movers and shakers, VUK, Virgin UK, was one of the few that were up today. Of course, they have got a takeover. RCE, that's a Reese, doing all right today. That's Reese Pharma. They're up 11.1%. Not an awful lot of trade, though. They've completed 5,000 R327 doses per week under the GMP. SXE, Southern Cross Engineering, they did all right. Data center contracts there, 5.8% higher. But the losers, certainly lots of losers. Chalice, one of those, poisoned again, down 6.1%. No brew that is true there for Chalice. We have Piedmont, which had a cracking day yesterday, was up over 36%, down 23% today. It's back in the kennel club for them. Iron Ear, talking of kennel clubs, down 11% today, back in the kennel. And APX Appen, sinking to irrelevance again, 10.3% down. Speculative stock of the day was HIO, Horsens Iron Ore. Not great volume though, but they did have an update on their iron ore project. They're up 14.7%. Opened at 3.4, had a high of 5.7, a low of 3.3, closing at 3.9. 20 million shares traded for just shy of $1 million worth. There wasn't an awful lot out there, I have to say, scratching around for a speculative stock of the day. In terms of company announcements today, Telix Pharmaceutical, the TLX-101s, or the Dalmatian as they're called, CDX, granted FDA Fast Track designation. We had Zip, Q3 revenue, $218.9 million. Wildcat had their quarterly third quarter net cash numbers out. Imugene sold their US operation, the manufacturing operation, to Kinsel Bio, announcing a strategic manufacturing and process development partnership. Southern Cross, their data centers and building awards around $50 million there. And economic news, we did get a little bit of news from the ABS. Local short-term visitor arrivals were 857,950, which is an annual increase of 257,240 trips. I'm sure you're all dying to know that. Chinese GDP grew at 5.3% in the last, or in the first quarter of the year, beating forecasts. The economists at DBS Group have raised their forecast for the annual GDP from 4.5 to 5%. Retail sales, though, missed forecasts. They rose 3.1% in March, so it looks like the consumer's still pretty cautious about spending. Microsoft to invest $1.5 billion in Abu Dhabi AI Group G42. Baidu said the company's chat GPT-like Ernie bot. It reminds me of Benny Hill and the Milkman. Ernie bot has exceeded 200 million users, and the German watchdog has found that EY's Wirecard audits grossly negligent. Europe has restarted magnesium mining to counter reliance on China, and all eyes will be on Israel today in terms of what their response will be, if any, hopefully not any, to the Iranian drone attack we saw the other day. Well, that's it from me today. A day to forget. Not much fun out there at all today. Let's hope we get better times ahead. Closing down 140 points for the day. Thanks very much for listening. And of course, if you've been listening to this on a free podcast, we'd love to have you on board. MarcusToday.com.au. Sign up for a free 2-week trial and you will get all sorts of wonderful goodies to look at.